All right, so we build powerful apps with Pacino Brothers. Also, this is we are a sponsor of Man Tampa, the mobile application developer Tampa user group. And so we welcome those on board here that are belong to the group. And right off the get-go here, here's the goods. You can actually download this deck at that bit.ly address down below. For those that are dialing in, it's 8 digits, 103. D is in dog, M is in mother, E is in Edward, all caps, and then a lowercase c. And actually, it's 7 digits. So that's bit.ly, and that's where we can get the deck. AppStudio.windows.com is a site where we're going to be working out of and showing you that as well. And, of course, we have the Mad Tampa site down below with other upcoming meetings. Make sure you check that out as well. So let's go ahead and introduce ourselves. So, Gary, why don't you go ahead and start?
Okay, this is Gary Festino. I do the graphics and the business development for the group and also the networking as well. We're here in Tampa Bay, but we cover most of South Florida as well. And I've been nominated for the Good Burger Award in St. Pete. And I coordinate the graphics and icons and banners and all kinds of things for the group. And one thing I might add is that people that are listening in right now, if you can mute your mic until you ask a question or whatever, that would be appreciated. That's really good. Then we could concentrate on the graphics. So, Richard, why don't you introduce yourself, and then after you introduce yourself, mute your mic, and then we can go from there.
All right, Rich Festino. I'm a musician in the group here, and I promote all kinds of musical endeavors. I'm currently working on the Week of Rock number 10 for Matt's Music, and we are going to be featuring songs by Jethro Tull and Led Zeppelin. Last year it was Green Day, and we had a great show for Black Sabbath also. And I'm responsible for the videos that are in our apps. And that's about it, guys. We have a famous person on the next screen, I think.
Yeah, standing with one leg up and holding the red cup there. Who is that, Rich?
Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull backstage, yes.
That's right. We got to meet him a couple years ago, and the rest is history, as they say, because we ended up writing the endorsed Jethro Tull app using App Studio, same tool that we are going to show you here today. And myself, I'm Russ Festino. I'm a programmer and Microsoft MVP. My area of expertise is in the Windows platform for app development. And so let's go ahead and get started here. Before we actually show you the content here for App Studio, we did want to mention that we have been doing these webcasts every month, and we recorded them all. So if you want to go out to inbusinessseo.net/tps-blog, you will find all of our prior content. Last month we did a session on online payment systems. We did a lot of variety of topics here, messaging services, marketing, video apps, Snapchat and Periscope, and you can see all the other great topics here as well. So just I want to point that out as a great resource. So today, what we're going to be talking about, it's all about creating apps quickly. I can't tell you how many times we get a request in to do an app or an idea to do an app, and it's always like the next step, man. It's like, how quick can we get it done? So how about using templates, right? This is a really good thing, and App Studio is a great start. Even, code samples, right? People like to get code samples a lot of times and start building from there. And that's really the idea. You know, the wheel's already been invented once. Why reinvent it again? It's nice to get a jump start some way, somehow. And what about if you do have a responsive website, right? And you have a kind of a really nice portal already built, but you don't have any apps done. You know, that's another problem we see happen a lot, and we're going to address, you know, what you can do in that capacity, especially with one of the new features here of App Studio. Now, I kind of know some of the guys on the line here. I see Joan also joined us. Most of you have actually seen App Studio. For those that have it, you're going to get a peek of it here today. And those that have, we have some new things to announce that came through with the recent Build conference that Microsoft held. One of the things is this pivot control, right, for universal web platform apps. It's awesome. So a control allows you to just thumb across and get to a different section of your app very, very easily. So it's a really nice UI interface. So we'll talk about that a little bit, as well as what about all these APIs, right? And I want to like integrate, for example, YouTube or Flickr in my app? Is there a way to automate this? You know, there's a lot of intricacies that need to be done. Typically, if you're a coder in the code, things like obtaining a key, creating a, you know, a project in some portal somewhere that associates that ID with your product. And so it'd be nice if this was like a step-by-step kind of a thing. And then, of course, you want to make money. You want to monetize. So something to deploy as easily. Again, there's a lot to that, right? You have to. There's a certain sequence of events you need to do to go ahead and step through this. And we're going to actually walk through some things here today that will blow you away in terms of how easy it is to do and how step-by-step instructions have been provided by App Studio as well. And finally, the latest thing here is the Universal Windows Platform, UWP. It's one binary, one project that runs for both phone and tablet. And those of you that have Windows phones, Windows 10 phones in particular, you know that that's the same interface basically that you have in your laptop and on your desktop. And it's really the same programs. There's no other vendor that has that available, not even Apple, not Android. Right up and down the board, you have one platform. And I think there's going to be big things to come with that going forward, especially folks that are working for large enterprises where you have Windows 10 already on the desktop. And I think the phone will be a natural byproduct of that. So I'm looking for good things to happen there, both on the phone and tablet front with because of UWP and this great architecture. So let's go ahead and start talking about App Studio. Well, the first thing you see here, there are templates like we talked about. And there are Windows 8.1 templates and Windows 10, more recently, Windows 10 templates. So that's what we're going to be focusing on here today. There is a template, for example, if you already have a website, you can just put in the URL and the App Studio will provide the code that will actually wrap that up into a universal web app. And boy, it is so, so easy to do. Okay, and we'll actually demonstrate that as part of our first demo. Yeah, Gary?
Hey, Russell, one thing is that those that don't have audio can call in if you don't have audio. I noticed that some of the people that are joining us only have video. So you could use the phone and the phone number that's on the screen to call in to get the audio. So I put that message in the chat window. And also a reminder for those that are not talking to mute the mic. Thank you very much.
Yep, and thanks, Gary. And then also, if we do have questions, I'll ask you a few points here. If anybody's got any questions, feel free to pipe up at that point. And also, it'd be nice to introduce yourself real quick before you say the question. And also, we'll have introductions at the end of this broadcast. If people want to hang around and just use this as like a, you know, a water cooler type experience, we'll be happy to facilitate that as well. Now, getting back over here with the templates, then you have a lot of list style templates, including a products catalog and our favorite, my favorite band. That's the one we build all of our band apps with. And then also, you can see all the different data sources listed below, you know, RSS feeds, menus, HTML for an event app. And then down below, you have this new empty pivot style app, which we'll show you, and a new WordPress blog template. So anybody building apps that correspond to some of those you're in business, and this is a really great tool for doing that without any code. I want to remind you of that. And what we're going to show you here is all without code. The actual system does generate code for those that are brand new to this, and it generates C# or JavaScript depending on the template that you're using. But you can also edit that and tweak it to your heart's content after you've done the download. So you're not caught on the short end of the fence here in terms of what you can do. You have the actual source code available to you. Excuse me. So here's the responsive website. You know, you can actually do this in about 5 minutes. You go out to the site, you choose the hosted response app, you put in your website, and then go ahead and you'll see it appear here in the emulator on the right. Then all you got to do is finish it up, and then you got the source code for that, and boom, you're on your way. You have a beautiful app in a matter of seconds, as long as it's a responsive website. I want to stress that because, you know, it's going to look good in the app. If you have something that's non-responsive, then your website's going to, like, hang over to the right. You got to do a lot of pinch and zoom, and it's not really a great experience for the user. But if it is responsive, you are good to go right off the bat. Then we have the new pivot template. You can see it over here. I'm going to do a very simple demo here. When I show you today, I'm going to drag in a few data sources. Here we got the RSS data source and the Bing data source. And you can see the three tabs here with the home, RSS, and Bing. You can also see all the different data sources down below there. And in addition to those two, you got YouTube, Flickr, you got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, WordPress. Collections makes it very, very flexible. You can create your own collection and feed that in, as well as a new one here for Groove Music that we just found out about a little while ago, actually. And then also, what about the APIs for doing YouTube, Flickr, and Twitter, etc.? Well, there is typically a step-by-step process that you can actually get help from on every one of these. And you can see right there, click here to create a new YouTube key, and it just guides you through to create that key. And then once you come back into the development environment here with FStudio, that key will be available in a little drop-down that you see down below, and you can automatically then start using it. And I just found it very, very easy to kind of follow through that step-by-step. And the same thing goes for ads. Anytime you want to deploy your app with ads, you can easily do this, again, following the step-by-step instructions, and eventually you get to a screen like this where you're going to create an ad unit name, the type of banner, and the family that that banner is going to be on, whether it's a PC tablet, whether it's a mobile phone, or what have you. And then you're going to end up getting an application ID and an ad unit ID, which you'll need to have in your code. And there's a switch on the FStudio front to go ahead and indicate that you are going to be supporting ads. And that's all there is to it. Again, very, very streamlined, very straightforward to follow. This is a universal Windows platform, like we had mentioned. And on the far right over here, you can see there's a source code package. You can hit the generate button first of all, and that will generate your source code, which then you can edit with Visual Studio and make further modifications. You also have the ability to create a published package where you can just publish this now through the Dev Center out to the store, and an installable package as well to kind of test it out among your friends and coworkers. So a lot of great features there. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about the artwork at the end. And for this, I'm going to bring in my expert artist here, my brother, Gary Fristino, to go ahead and talk about the next two slides. Gary, go ahead and take it away.
Okay, some of the artwork that you'll need for developing these apps, especially when you go cross-platform, you need transparent icons. In Windows App Studio, it's handled by a font, but when you go into Android and iOS, you'll need some transparent icons like that little globe and the link symbol. Other areas, you'll need icons for badges and banners. We have a banner we're showing there. And the next slide, Russell, if you could, shows the new hero image. Bring that next slide up. Here we go. And that new hero image, they tell you nicely that you have to make it 2880 by 500 pixels, and then the low res by 760 by 400. And I show an example in the bottom left there with that hero image is. And what that does, it also works on your smartphone and tablet. And then a few of the naming conventions that you want to be aware of, some tips that we've come to know painfully over the last few apps that we have developed. You have to start your name with a letter and not a number, and use underscores, not dashes, and exclude any slashes or semicolons. And it's very helpful if you keep your format of your images in a PIC PNG file format.
That's right. We found those when we use the same data. Now, when you're using this app and you create this app, you'll be able to share the data, you know, among iOS and Android apps. And that was a big, big problem we found going to Android in particular with those naming conventions. We had dashes in our names. We had numbers starting out some of the file names, and it doesn't like that. And so we had to go through do a lot of work renaming. So let's just save you some effort right off the get-go with that tip. And then also, iOS optimizes PNG format files. So again, start with PNGs. If you have a choice between doing the PNG and JPEG, go with PNG. And then again, you'll be reaping the benefits going forward when you go cross-platform. And I do want to point out here on this that you notice that this is the right tab we're talking about. There is now a config tab on every page in your app. Not too long ago, recently, you only had one config tab for the entire project. So you're only able to have one, you know, hero image for the entire project. Now that has been enhanced so that you actually have that on every page. So every page you can have a unique header, you know, if you will, image up on the top of that to provide a nice user experience on, you know, where am I in this app. And like here you can see this image that Gary did down below has all the album covers from Ani DiFranco. And that might be one that we use, for example, on the discography section of the app, and then you can see very clearly, oh yeah, I'm in the album section, you know. So again, you have that example there. Now we're going to go to live demos. Before I do, if there are any questions, now's a good time to go ahead and ask, and otherwise we'll go ahead and do this. And also, if you want to type a question down in the chat room as well, you can do that, and we'll address those. Looks like we're good right now so far. So let's go ahead and go right out to the demos. First, we're going to show you the brand new hosted web app, and I'm going to do is I'm going to go out to the new page. So I've got to start new, and all we're going to do here is do the hosted web app. So let's call this Jerry Garcia, which is going to be one of our apps we're currently working on. We're going to call this Jerry Garcia, let's say Pro. And then we got start with this one. So on the URL, what we're going to simply do now is type in Jerry Garcia's address. So let's go ahead and do this. We're going to put in our it's going to be www.jerrygarcia.com. And, you know, as far as rock musicians go, I think this is one of the best jobs I've seen on one of their sites is the Jerry Garcia site. The Jerry Garcia family has done a great job of making this a very responsive app. And there you can see it come up in the right here. And if you scroll down, you've got the banner going across, which is great. You can see all the images right here and click on them, bring them up. So those are all the ones at the top. Then a nicely formatted area of all the different albums, music, media, events coming up. A lot of great stuff in this app. So very easily used. And here is your menu pop-downs that you have available to you in the app as well. So you can see a live view of this anytime you would like. So we'll go ahead and save that, and then what you would do is you might adjust some of the settings, and then you also might be able to just go to the Finish tab here, and this is where you can actually download the source code. You hit the Generate button, it'll go ahead and create the source and download it, and you are good to go. So now, the thing here to keep in mind, this particular template will generate JavaScript. And if you were to take a look at this inside of Visual Studio, that URL I typed in for Jerry Garcia, that's actually a property setting in the package manifest. So you can go find it there, but very minimal in terms of what it's doing. And now you got yourself a universal web app that you can go ahead, a Windows app that you can go ahead and deploy to the store. So I love that template. That's got some definite possibilities. Let's go ahead and show you our second demo here today. And our second demo has to deal with using the empty pivot table. So you can see the empty pivot app right down here. And this kind of gives you more of an idea of apps for Windows. Of the actual traditional process you might be doing when you're going ahead and doing something from scratch. So we got FBI Apps. That's our new branding for Pastino Brothers Inc. is going to be FBI Apps. Let's go ahead and start. And then we're going to add some data sources in. So the first one we might add in is a RSS feed. Call that RSS. Might add in maybe a Bing feed right there. And then actually there's a new one here, Groove Music. We'll go ahead and put that in. And now we'll go ahead and do a save, and then what we'll see on the right is you're going to have a pivot table with all those items in it. And so we'll go ahead and do the save, and now you come up with the actual app being over here, and you can actually thumb across. There's the home page, which has got everything in it. There's your RSS feeds coming through. There's your Groove Music coming through. And this is really a beautiful, beautiful thing. Now, how does this actually work? Well, if you edit each one of these sections, you have to point to some data. And there are some default values that are coming in here is what you're seeing populated. And if I go to take a look here, for example, on the RSS feed, you go over, this is your, you got all these different kind of layouts for those that have never seen this before, so you can kind of give it your own look and feel, as well as you have the detail page, right, that's behind it. So when you click on something that's in a list, then you're going to provide more information with a detail page right behind it, and that's done all automatically for you. Now you get to the meat, right? This is the RSS feed itself. So when we did the Jethro Tull app, they had a tour date RSS feed. So all we did was consume that RSS feed, and that part of the app was done. It was beautiful. And you can see it right down here. These are all the data fields that are in there in that particular feed, and then you also have, you know, the related content as well. So again, this is where you would start specifying some themes, some tiles, and settings appropriately. And the settings, you would see that there is the ability in there to go ahead and utilize the ads or not. There will be a section in there to go ahead and say, hey, yeah, I want to go ahead and include, enable the ad client. So I just go ahead and click that on. And how to enable, right? So here, if I click on this, now it's going to bring me to step-by-step instructions on how to enable ads, right, for my data source. And then same thing over here. Like if I go to back to the content and, you know, let's go ahead and go right back to the content. What you see is if I put in like a YouTube page here, now it's saying, okay, this field is required, your API key. Do you need to YouTube API key for this data source? So how to create, boom, you hit that. Now it brings you to the step-by-step instructions on how to create that API key. And then boom, you're going to have it as part of your app. So that's pretty cool how that works. And again, very, very straightforward and very usable. All right, the final demo we're going to show you here today is one that is a really nice template, very full-blown. And let's go ahead and bring it up. We got new, start with a new project again. And this is going to be your products catalog. So you see the products catalog under Start New. Let's go ahead and bring this up. And you have the products catalog. So it's going to be, let's say, FBI, Windows, products. And we'll go ahead and start with this one. And then you can see over on the right kind of like a preview of what this app will look like. And now you got several areas in this app, devices, smartphone, Xbox, laptops, reviews, and device news, right? The device news is an RSS feed. You can see it because of the little symbol. All these other four are collections. And collections make this very, very adaptable to any application. And if I go to edit, for example, this first collection on devices, then what you'll see here is in the data feed, that's where you would specify your collection. And so here we have a data feed, and here we simply have something with title and text. And you can see that right there. There is that config tab where you can put in a banner image up on top with that high resolution, low image that we talked about. And then finally, you have some other information that's associated with this device in terms of bindings, your layouts, and you know what the section name is and all that good stuff. But this is the part that I really like, is the collections. What you could actually do is create your collection even in an Excel spreadsheet, and then go ahead and export that data into a CSV file, and then you can actually get rid of the sample data that they give you and create your own data by importing it. And there's actually a nice utility that's available in the store, and I've got it running here. Let me go ahead and show you that, and that's over here. It's the Windows App Studio Collections, and you can actually drill into any one of these. Like, for example, we have an Defranco app we're working on, and we started working with the discography, and this information is all stored in the cloud. So how do you edit it? How do you maintain it? This is some of the feedback I gave to the PMs in Redmond when I was out there at the MVP Summit that said, listen, you know, I love storing stuff in the cloud, but I cannot seem to edit it and maintain it because I don't know where it's at. I don't have a way of getting at it. Well, this app solves that problem. So you can just search for it in store. It's called Windows App Studio Collections. And here you got the ability to add in like your track list, the year, all your fields will be displayed on the right. Now, the thing to keep in mind here is you can't add new fields. You can add new data to each one of these. Like I can add another album, right, and just go ahead and put all this stuff in. But the tip here is you want to do that up front. All your fields you want to have up front defined ahead of time. So give that some thought. Like right now we're going through creating deep links for Groove, deep links for Android, deep links for iTunes. We're having that all done in our spreadsheet before we upload the data. And the data that you're seeing here, we just did for demo purposes, and we'll go ahead and replace that with the real data at some point. So that is a great little tool to take a look at. The Windows App Studio Collections makes it really easy to edit your data. I think a little bit easier than editing here. I could do the same thing. I could hit Edit Data. And then now it allows me to go ahead and put in images, but the other one is a much nicer interface. All right, with that said, let's go ahead and wrap up with some resources. If anybody's got any questions, now's a good time to ask.
This is Gary once again. Those that have had audio throughout the presentation, and we are going to put this up online so you will be able to see the audio. You probably got a very good demonstration of Russell going through the motions there. So we apologize if you didn't get the audio throughout the presentation, but it will be available online. So hopefully you could remember the pieces that you do have heard. Okay. Any questions out there?
All right.
Good. Rich, you want to say something?
No, I was going to say that it's very easy to use, even for the person who doesn't know coding, like myself.
That's right. Both Gary and Rich saw this initially, and then they started creating apps on their own. I was, like, blown away. I'm the developer. I'm the guy that knows how to code. They're, you know, got the same kind of mindset. You know, they enjoy, you know, logic. They enjoy puzzles. They didn't do that, but they've never picked up the programming skill. And man, Gary created an app for jewelry, I think for his wife real quick. Rich has been playing with it, also creating some Rock Band apps, and it is fun, and it's real easy to do. And for those that are the seasoned aficionado and doing coding, like I said, you can download it. I actually have, here's the project I downloaded. This is the Ani DeFranco app, and you can see here in Visual Studio, this is the entire app, and it's a really well-written app. It's one project. You can see Universal Windows project, and this is the same binary. When you go to compile this, it's going to go out to Windows Phone and Windows Tablet. So that's all good. AppStudio.windows.com is where it all starts, and then I can't recommend this link, the second link there, strong enough, and that is the how-to page. So go to /home/how-to under AppStudio.windows.com. And there's also a lot of video tutorials. I love watching video tutorials. I pick up a lot of information, everything from, you know, walkthrough of App Studio, how to download the source code and add features in Visual Studio, which is what I would typically do. Also, those that are not familiar with publishing apps to the store, it's got videos on how to publish a Windows Phone app to the Windows Store, as well as publishing a Windows or tablet app to the Windows Store. These are all there, and keep in mind now that process is basically the same. Those tutorials might be for the 8.1 one where they had a separate process for each. Full curriculum for instructors, those that are involved in education, go to aka.ms/appstudioeducation, as well as additional URLs that you can see there. I do want to thank the Mobile App Dev Tampa group. I see we had quite a few members here attending today. I'm going to leave you with this slide here. This is all of our contact information. I have Rich and Gary's email address as well as mine. And once again, the link to the slide deck that's up on SlideShare at bit.ly/103, capital D as in dog, capital M as in mother, capital E as in Edward, and small c as in Charlie. And our Twitter, please follow us at FastinoBrothers.com. And I am going to wrap this up myself. I have a meeting to get to, but Gary and Rich will remain on for anybody else that's got any other questions. And I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording at this point. So feel free to speak up and take it from here. It's been a pleasure showing you this Fastino Brothers webcast.
Aren't you,
joined it late. Once again, we do have quite a few of these that are available on the Gary's website in businessseo.net /tps-blog, and every month we've been doing these, so take a look at a lot of our content we've done in the past.
We've